My dad wasn't a ball player. In his teens, he did some boxing. But he spent his adult life in the straight world, inspecting aircraft welds at the McDonnell Douglas plant in Long Beach. He told me that if I wanted to make easy money, and he always believed this was the best kind of money to make, I should look into relief pitching. I remember one afternoon we were sitting in the den watching the Dodgers get clobbered by the Cincinnati Reds on TV. A left-handed reliever named Matt Young had just bounced a curveball off the plate, walking home a run. "Look at this fool," Dad said. "Guy couldn't find the strike zone with a pebble. He works 10 minutes a day and he's making a killing. I bet his kids will never have to work a day in their lives." Dad was almost correct. This was 1987, a few years before the agents grabbed the owners by the balls and journeymen like Matt Young started buying vacation homes with cash. I did some research, and in 1987, the Dodgers paid Matt Young $350,000. He appeared in 47 games, pitched 54 innings, and posted an earned run average of 4.47. Believe it or not, those are decent numbers. I put up a similar line last year. But times have changed. Last year, I made $1.5 million. My name is Johnny Adcock. I am a 35-year-old American man, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 190 pounds, with a cholesterol count on the high end of normal. Women have told me I'm handsome, but I know not to listen. Even ugly ball players get compliments. Here are the facts. I have gray eyes, a straight nose, and one slightly pronounced canine tooth. I wear a uniform to work. I travel the country on a chartered jet. I'm divorced with a 13-year-old daughter who lives with her mother in Los Angeles. For now, they live well. A house in Santa Monica, private school, organic groceries. But let's be realistic. I am one torn ligament away from permanent unemployment. Ginny, my ex, knows that. She sends me vitamins to prevent injuries. That's her idea of work. In an average week, I spend approximately 2 hours throwing a baseball, including warm-ups. Roughly every other night, I get called upon late in the game to face a single batter, always a lefty. Conventional wisdom says that it is better to have a left-handed pitcher face a left-handed batter because the curveball will break down and away, out of the batter's reach. I don't throw a curve, but baseball is an orthodox religion, and orthodoxy resists exceptions. I can count on one hand the number of right-handed batters I've faced this season. Here is a typical night's work. I walk in from the bullpen, throw my 8 warm-up pitches. The batter, too, takes his time to get ready. He says a prayer, checks his grip, maybe does a little baton flip with his bat. If he's at home, he might check out the crowd. Then he steps into the box and we go at it. I throw my strikes and he takes his cuts. The whole dance lasts 10 minutes, tops. If I get him, they pull me and put in the closer. If I don't, they probably pull me anyway. 10 minutes a night, 70-plus nights a year, plus the playoffs, if we're lucky. If you look at this backward, you'll notice that I have a lot of free time. Enough to stun an average man. The best relief pitchers are ruminants, men who desire nothing more than a seat on a bench, a game to watch, and a half-pound bag of David's sunflower seeds. In college, I read a poem about a man who measured out his life in coffee spoons. Good relievers measure theirs in seeds. But I am not a good reliever, because I'm restless. Maybe if I had been a position player, a shortstop, let's say, things might have been different for me. I might have taken extra batting practice in the cages under the stands. I have that option. I carry in my wallet a magnetic card that gets me into the clubhouse 24 hours a day. But relievers don't bat enough to make extra batting practice worthwhile. The last time I batted was 4 years ago. Nightcap of a doubleheader. The starter got in trouble early, and Skipper gave me the ball in the second inning. I went 4 frames, batted twice, and struck out both times, once on a foul bunt. You might imagine that ball players go out and party after games. Some do, but there are lots of games, and the next is usually tomorrow. After a game, the next day's starting pitcher goes directly to sleep. Most guys go back to the hotel and watch TV, maybe Skype with their kids. But hotel television has never been enough for me. I need something more stimulating, especially after those hours waiting on the bench. I could have taken graduate courses through the mail, studied for life after baseball. Lots of guys talk about doing that. This is my 13th year in the bigs. I probably could have had a PhD by now. I could have read every book ever written. But reading requires a still mind. Mind darts around like a knuckleball.